You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Echo Station Podcast, the Padme's Closet Edition. It's our season finale for this. We've been promising you this for how long?
Just a tiny little while.
Just a while. But we're finally here. I am Ian, and of course I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Chris.
Hello.
And we're joined by an extra special guest, Lydia Hartwell from Another Castle Creations.
Yay!
Thank you.
Lydia was our guest as well on our Carrie Fisher memorial tribute episode. So we thought it fitting to bring her back for a Padme's Closet. Let's talk about some fashion. Let's talk about some Padme.
Yeah, something a little bit less,
a little lighter.
Yes, a little bit lighter note. So how have you been?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care how she is.
I know.
You know how I am.
Yeah.
No, I've been good. We, just kind of gearing up for that 2020 con season.
Yes.
Trying to figure out what all we're going to make and do and go and all that.
I feel like this is the season of really intricate details.
Yeah, it's kind of turning into that for sure. I didn't really plan on it. I thought it would be some easier costumes, but I just keep picking things that are very detailed.
Because we hate ourselves.
Yeah. You're like, oh yeah, I'm spending like 100 hours hand beating something. That sounds fine.
That's fine.
I've officially started looking at fabric for my celebration outfit. So for those who don't know, we are all going to Star Wars Celebration together. Okay. So Chris is finally going with us. We're very happy.
It's going to be so exciting.
And I started looking at fabrics. I'm like, oh, that's going to be real pretty.
Yeah.
That will flow well in the wind.
I have not started. No, that's a lie. I have bought fabric for Celebration. It's just sitting in a pile.
Yeah. I'm looking at fabric that I will also breathe well in the hot LA August heat. So
I did not take that into account with mine.
Well.
We'll be inside.
True, but still.
I mean, it snowed at Celebration in Chicago, so surely it will snow in LA in August, right?
Yeah, it snows all the time.
Cool. Oh, boy. All right, so for a special treat for you guys, you're not getting one outfit, but you're getting four outfits because we just want to combine all of them into one and not stretch this out much longer. So we are doing her black saying peace out, going back to Naboo outfit. That's what I'm calling it. Don't know what's it really called? Is there a name for it?
Palpatine office outfit 2.
All right, the second one, we're talking about the purple outfit where she's like, Jar Jar Binks, yo, I need your help. And then we're doing her purple battle outfit, and finally her white parade outfit. Yes. So, four outfits, one episode. Let's start, shall we?
They are all very different. Mm-hmm.
They are, and very, that's very different. That's great.
Okay, so we're starting with the Palpatine office.
Papa Palpatine.
Papa mm-hmm. Sheev. Good old Sheev. Actually, it's a pop now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spoiler alert!
Yeah, he is a papa, and he's a grandpappy Palpatine.
Okay, so this outfit is kind of like a blue-black.
The inner sleeves are like a bluish-grayish, blackish.
Yeah, and I think the outer, I don't even know what it is. It's like a fur? It's like a
inner velvet?
It's a crushed velvety, almost fur. Because look at that. We're looking at the costuming the galaxy. What is it? I'm blanking on the dressing a galaxy.
Dressing a galaxy.
Yeah.
As always, for our reference. Look, it's kind of got this sort of like fuzzy edge to it.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think it's fur.
Is it?
I think it's like a fake fur.
But that doesn't look like fake fur right here.
That's.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is that a different material than the top and the bottom?
It might be a different. I don't know. It's hard to tell. It kind of looks like fur, and I can't see this thing. So the sleeve lining, it says black fringe silk and cut chenille fabric with penne velvet roulet lined in gray shot silk taffeta. Inset vintage panels and trim are decorated with metallic thread, beads, and jet. The headdress features a gold centerpiece with hanging jet side drops.
So I don't know what it is.
Black fringe silk and cut chenille fabric.
Yeah, I was just looking up when, because I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you guys all do follow her, but Keldar, who makes pretty much every Star Wars.
The Star Wars.
When she made hers, she did it out of some kind of a chenille kind of fur fuzzy fabric.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, and it reads really nice. So, but I feel like that would be, again, not good for LA in August.
No, not so warm. Much.
It's very but, pretty, and you don't know what she's wearing underneath it, because this very much looks like a coat.
It does look like a coat.
Yeah.
And then there's like a winter coat. Six or eight of the hand beaded appliques. Mm-hmm.
They're so, and they're vintage too. I remember watching the documentary, and they pulled this piece out saying this was vintage beading that they had to rebead for some certain things.
Oh wow!
And then they, I think there's something like a 1920s or 30s.
It does look very Art Deco. It's yeah. got these gold sort of
like the leaves or whatever
embroidery yeah. bits that are they look like real good thread, gold thread. Which is very, very classic mm-hmm. to Art Deco style flappers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. You know, for a Padme dress, it's kind of plain.
It is a little plain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for especially for like a queen dress, like all you see really is the beaded embroidery,
yeah.
the sleeve embroidery, and then it's just black.
Which is why I think it looks like it's just a coat.
There's something underneath it for sure. Like,
there's something more detailed underneath.
That would make sense.
I don't know. This also looks like it's Asian inspired. Mm-hmm. It's got that sort of Mongolian inspired mm-hmm. hair and hair dress thing going.
Her hair looks like half a fortune cookie, and I don't like it.
It does. So yeah,
because
part of the first episode hair choice.
It's also the same hair. If you notice in episode two, her decoy Corday mm-hmm. before she gets blown to bits,
yes,
has that same kind of hairstyle too. So. It's not that they reuse certain things. They're like, yeah, that's fine. We'll give her the same hair. The nice fortune cookie hair.
Traditional something something.
What are your thoughts on this dress, Lydia?
Oh, this one, I like this one a lot. I mean, I agree. I think that, I wonder if there was meant to be something more underneath of it. But it is kind of at a tumultuous point in the movie as right. well.
Yeah.
When she's kind of, she's not necessarily in mourning quite so much, but she's kind of getting to that point, and so it also kind of makes a little sense, I think, that it is a little bit more plain. I'm assuming they were probably trying to make the appliques pop by using the more yeah, solid the, color fabrics.
That's but, the eye focus.
Yeah, and you do have like a some kind of a split or a trim
yeah.
down the middle front.
And I'd love to see what's going on in the center, because it looks like there's a center applique, but you can't really...
And on her neck, too, looks like there's an applique as well.
I yeah. see it
I do action, I actually kind of like the suspended beads, like, yeah. in the mm-hmm. middle of her hair. It's not... Because at first I thought they were earrings. I'm like, no, that's no. just coming straight from her hair.
Yeah, I like those. Those are really cool.
Yeah, yeah, they kind of took that... They used that kind of an idea on Satine Kreese in the Clone Wars animated one.
Yes, they
she
did.
Tends to have true. Where that hangs a lot.
That's true. So then it makes me wonder if there's more of a galactic fashion thing or... A Naboo fashion thing.
Yeah.
I would say probably a little both.
Yeah.
Yeah, or if it's just like...
There's like some regional differences, but there's a certain aesthetic.
Yeah.
All right, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you like this dress?
I'd say like a 5.
I'd be like a 7.
I'm with you. It's kind of a... It's a 5 or a 6 for me. It's, you know, it's pretty, but it doesn't really stand out.
Yeah, I don't dislike it. It's just like it's not.
I also
it's not super memorable.
Don't yeah, really like her vacuum cleaner hose thing she has on top of her. Tell me it doesn't look like that.
No, I've never seen that.
Well, I was gonna say that it looked like an uncircumcised penis.
Oh no!
Well, that brings us into our other.
It's a good transition.
That transitions us to our next outfit.
No one's gonna look at that outfit the same. Now they're like, oh no.
Okay.
So our next outfit is
Travel Gown 2,
her purple one. This, so for those who, you know, are keeping up to date, Chris and I each have an outfit that we hate in each episode.
It's a very strong word.
That we disdain. I've already said mine, which was her handmaiden outfit when she wears wool and Tatooine, which does not make sense no matter
no, it doesn't
how you spin it. Yeah. And this is Chris's. Go for it.
So this is called the Travel Gown 2, although I have two other names for it, mm-hmm. and I like to call it the Ball Sack Dress, or the Cultural Appropriation Dress. yeah, so I'll let Ian describe this one. Or actually,
Yeah, do you want to do it? Yeah, you describe it.
Lydia is a fan of this dress, so we'll let her.
I do like this dress. I think it's beautiful.
It's not beautiful.
Yeah, it is still a pretty dress, but it's...
all of Padme's dresses.
Yeah.
Yes.
I believe what it looks like to me, what they were trying to go for was more of like a Twilight Leku look to it. Instead, they had two dangly bits. But
not dangly bits.
You know. So it's a like a purple maroonish velvet overdress.
The color's beautiful.
The colors are very pretty.
And then it has, I think it's a silk, yeah, short cord chiffon satin for the inner sleeves. And then the veils that hang from the headdress. And this is the one where they're on the ship with her, when her handmaids are in their red and mm-hmm. gold outfits.
This is also the Qui-Gon funeral dress, too. She wears it during his funeral.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. See, that looks appropriate for a funeral.
Yes, yeah. This does look like a mourning dress. Yes, not necessarily like, I'm going to go travel.
Right.
Let me stick my hair down some tubes and let me go travel.
Yeah, right? Like,
well, it's like a...
I mean, I guess you could sleep in that. It looks like a bed.
I'm assuming it's kind of like the whole thing. You just put the whole headdress on.
Yes. And we do know that Padme wore wigs, so, like, you know.
Yeah. So, I like the satin sleeves being kind of gathered and textured. Mm-hmm. But then also having your satin that matches the velvet exactly. It's this almost the same shade, but you just have the texture difference between the two to kind of differentiate them. I just think it's really pretty. And that the velvet comes down to a point and then kind of goes back up.
It's very overwhelming. That's the problem for me. There's a lot of...
I like how your nose is like almost just like in the book right now.
Well, I'm trying to see how it's constructed because there's so much.
It's a dark fabric. It's dark too, it's so you can't really see a whole lot.
It's extremely voluminous. It's very heavy fabrics. It's just hard to see, and when you get into the details, they have the detail close-ups on the other page. I'm kind of like, where is that?
Yeah, where are
because
these,
I can't find
where are these
that.
Buttons at?
Yeah, where are those
are they
buttons?
On the sleeve?
I mean, I'm assuming that maybe that's how...
Is that how this is gathered?
Is gathered, maybe? I don't... Does it say?
Well, this is velvet here, so this is probably something on the back or down the front that you're just not seeing
yet. Oh, well. Yeah.
But yeah, I think
that's... And then what... Is that the skirt? Is that that underskirt? The lighter...
Well, that color doesn't match.
Crepey purple?
I'm trying to find that texture on this dress.
Yeah,
I don't
I can't
see
find
it.
Where that is.
Maybe it's in the back somewhere.
I can't even find what that is.
Yeah.
Because don't forget, she also has a lot of like back designs that we don't see a whole lot of. Like her red, the red throne room gown when we first see her. And I didn't realize she had a bunch of braids in the back until much later.
So this says details of neck and shoulder fastening. So this would be on the shoulders for the buttons.
Okay.
And then this, I think, is just fabrics that they were considering using.
Oh.
So it's just kind of a pile of fabric.
We're all just like, where is this at on this picture?
I'm guessing they're probably thinking this kind of stripy texture for this, and they decided to go with more of a plain chiffon. So
it's also adorned with a gold kind of centerpiece crown with a Naboo crest on it. Yeah. This is really the only time we see like just like a solid gold, not because she wears gold crowns as well with other colors intertwined in there, but this is... like very kind of medieval solid gold crown action,
this
and
does
I
have
don't
a very
hate it.
European medieval feel to it, especially with the hanging things. that is very much a medieval.
Well, and
thing.
Then having the crisscross, lacing around it, that feels
That cage hair cage.
Yeah,
thing.
Looking at this dress,
it's very simple.
Doesn't look like it would be that hard to make. Am I the only one who thinks that?
No.
You are the only one who thinks that.
Because it just looks like it would be that hard because there's not like a whole lot of detail.
No, there's a lot.
That's what I was saying. It's like, I don't know how to construct this.
There's a lot of gathering points on the sleeves.
Since also this is a podcast, not a visual medium, when I said that, they both looked at me like, the fuck you say? It's not going to be hard.
Exactly, yeah. This would be extremely difficult.
I mean, to be perfectly honest,
lots of draping.
There's probably not a Padme outfit that's easy to make.
Yeah.
All of them are.
The last one. Except for the funeral. The one for last.
The pregnant Mustafar one?
Mustafar, yeah.
That one even has details. Like, when you look at it, and you're just like,
the sleeves are embroidered.
They're not that crazy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But you're like, oh, of course she has a crest there, or, you know, that's this. Padme doesn't do simple.
No. She's not subtle.
No, she's not subtle. Well.
So, what do you like this dress?
I like this dress.
Because you wanted to make this one, correct?
I had considered making this one, okay. Yeah.
But then Chris said no.
Chris said that she hates this one. So.
I was being dramatic. I don't hate it. It's my least favorite.
Chris said you can make it, but I will not take pictures with you in it. I will not stand next to you. No.
That's okay, because you'd absorb all the light.
I would. Yeah. That's something to consider too on this. Is I think this is a dress that's going to look really nice when you're very brightly lit, like mm-hmm. in the ship. But if you're on a con floor, you're going to lose those differences in texture.
Oh, yeah.
Because so much of this dress is everything is the exact same shade. It's just mm-hmm. different textures of fabric.
You look like one purple blob, basically.
I would look like a purple blob.
I can't. It looks like there's burnout to it as well.
I think there is a little bit of burnout yeah. in it. So.
I don't know what's burnout.
It's when they take a chemical and they burn the velvet.
Oh,
yeah. Pattern That's how she, it. Gets, she gets all those neat patterns in her.
Interesting. I do like her overcloak, the dark purple, burgundy kind of thing that points at the bottom. I mm-hmm. do like that part of
yes.
this.
Yes. No, it's cool.
It is pretty. I think they made the doll out of this one. I think there's an action figure, too, of her in this particular outfit.
Hmm.
But interesting to see that. It's interesting because, you know, like we say, the queen's outfits, we don't see her in a whole lot of them, you know, for a long period of time. I think the longest we see her in an outfit for is her handmaiden one and then her battle outfit.
From the first?
Yeah, from episode 1. I think that's the longest we see her in them.
Yeah.
This one, I timed it. I'm pretty sure it came in at like maybe 40 seconds.
Yeah, it's insane the amount of work that they put into mm-hmm. these outfits for ones that are either never actually seen mm-hmm. or only seen for a handful of seconds.
Yeah, it's a lot, but I mean, I don't hate this outfit. It's not my favorite of hers, but you know,
Yeah, it's like a 2-3 for me.
I like it better for a morning outfit than traveling, yeah, personally.
I think it works better that way.
I agree. And I think that's why they did it too, because like, A, we don't have enough time to make another outfit, and and B, you'll mourn in this. It's fine. Mm-hmm. We're good. What are your thoughts? Your final thoughts on this dress?
I mean, I probably would put it at like a 7 or an 8
okay.
for me. I do like the different textures. I like the color a lot.
The fabrics mm-hmm. and the color are yeah. beautiful.
I think the gold headdress is too stark against the rest of it.
It's such a bright gold.
It is a very bright gold, which is kind of an odd choice
yeah.
given the more muted nature of the rest of the fabrics. So right. They didn't kind of like weather that down a bit, but yeah. But I do like it quite a bit.
Cool. I give it a 5 again, you know, 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty, but you know, it's not my favorite. Yeah.
All right, next.
Next, we're going to talk about the battle outfit. Which is not featured in the designing, dressing, and galaxy.
For some bizarre reason.
Yeah.
But before that, we're going to take a quick break, and then there's a word from our sponsors.
Recently, on the Heroes Podcast Network, Echo Station.
Well, what's the main planet that Endor, the forest moon of Endor? It's a moon. So there's a major planet, obviously, that it...
Is the forest moon... Of Endor? Is Endor the actual planet, then?
See, isn't that confusing?
Yes.
Is it the forest moon of the planet Endor, or is it the forest moon called Endor?
Kaiju Curry House.
It got to the point where he started climbing the Empire State Building, and my mom is like, he's not gonna die, is he?
Oh no.
My mom doesn't know shit about these films, but anyways, it was just like, Mom, this doesn't end well for Kong. And she's just like, I can't watch the rest of this. Turn it off. I'm like, you can't get to this point in Peter Jackson's King Kong 2 hours and like whatever many minutes later and not watch the end.
Screen Heroes.
The nipples just were confusing to me because they just make no sense.
That is our clip, by the way.
But I mean, male nipples are kind of confusing anyway. So.
Right? Like, well, they serve zero purpose.
Do you think that was the point he was trying to make?
It's a much deeper message, yes.
Is Batman and Robin a heavily an allegory? Social allegory?
Yeah.
Subscribe today at heroespodcast.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Podcast Addict, and more.
And we're back. So we are going to be talking about now the purple battle outfit that Padme wears in, the skirmish on Naboo. If you remember, we also talked about, Sabe's battle outfit a while back. So if you want that, talk, you can go and listen to that episode. I haven't found a whole lot on her battle outfit. they don't really say a whole lot, and that upsets me. This should have been in the book, and I'm very mad.
I'm really confused why it's not, because I have a memory of looking at it in here, and apparently it's just a false memory.
It's that one's not in here, nor is the parade gown, which is very weird to not have those. That's two outfits.
Because the celebration parade gown is...
Yeah, it's gorgeous, and but again, you're why aren't you in here?
Wikipedia. And this one is pretty iconic. A lot of people make this. It's this beautiful velvet sort of burgundy.
It looks like an easier one to make.
Oh, yeah. No, it's,
I can say that with confidence.
No, absolutely. Of her outfits is one of the easiest.
Yes. So we can at least talk about it while you look for some stuff. So her battle outfit, as you remember, it's a purple burgundy. We're staying with that kind of color tone, mm-hmm. with two gold stripes down the shoulders. And then I believe down her sides as well, opens up to like a it's not a skirt. What would you call that? Like a open skirt?
Yeah, it's like a coat that opens up, and she has like pants.
Yeah,
like
she has purple pants. Yeah. And black knee-high boots.
Mm-hmm. It's very practical.
Yes, it's adorned with a belt.
It's made of velvet.
As far as Padme and things go, it's practical.
She still needs to look good as she shoots people.
Right. So according to the Rebel Legion, they call this one the Battle Handmaiden outfit.
Because all the handmaids wear it. Right. Yeah. Makes sense.
I just appreciate that their level of practicality is velvet for battle.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm going to...
What are you going to wear? Velvet.
Right? Like, you're going to be running around shooting lots of things, but I bet you want to wear velvet.
I'm gonna assume it's just cold in the capital of Naboo all the time.
It looks like it's a heavy dress too. Like it doesn't look like it would be a light.
No,
it's velvet.
Yeah. Her hair is also tied back into like half crescent bun things.
Mm-hmm. Again, fairly simple as far as Naboo.
Right. Yeah. That's very like plain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really pretty dress.
I've always wanted to make one.
It's really pretty. It's, like I said, it's adorned by a silver belt, I believe, as well, with, like, a black leather band. And besides, you know, purple and gold, it doesn't have a whole lot of things going on with it.
No, it's simple. It's very simple.
Well, it's, you know, they call it the handmaiden battle outfit for a reason. It's because, you know, she's still technically disguised as the handmaiden. Mm-hmm. Sabe is supposed to be the queen at this point still. Or disguised as the queen, excuse me.
Yeah.
So, you know, she didn't want to obviously draw attention to herself, but... You know, lo and behold, she does. I like it. They show this outfit also in the Clone Wars. She wears it, which I was like, did she just like get to keep her queen wardrobe like as well?
Well, I think so, because I mean, in the comics, hers. Leia has it later.
Right,
Leia has her full wardrobe. So yes. You assume the queen gets to keep
her old outfits
when she abdicates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like the next queen would have their own style.
Right, which she does, which we see.
We don't know what size they would be.
That's true.
I'm sure they're not all the same size.
No. Yeah. That's true. We do see Queen Jamila with her own look as well. So what are your thoughts on this dress?
I have always wanted to make one. It's not really, it's not actually a dress.
Or
like a coat.
Gown, yeah. I guess.
It's like a outfit. It's a coat and pants. It's like an undershirt.
Yeah.
You don't really see much more than the sleeves from.
I like her billowing sleeves.
Yeah. I like they're how really it pretty. Flows, especially because she's running around. Well, they're all running around in this outfit. It's got a beautiful flow to it. The fabric color is gorgeous.
Oh, her pants have stripes, too.
I was just looking at them. And then the back underside of the frock coat type thing has a...
Stripe down the...
Has a gold ribbon stripe. Kind of 3/4 of the way through. It's super pretty. It's not very complicated. It's very drapey. It would be.
Yes.
It would take a moment to drape this, but it's gorgeous and it's simple and it looks comfortable. I like this one a lot. This one's probably like a 7-8 for me.
What do you think?
I've always loved this one.
This would probably be a little lower for me. I think that velvet for running around is just, I can't get my mind off that.
In like the hot Naboo swamps.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we know it's pretty swampy. Yeah. So, but I mean, it's like I like a lot of her dresses where, you know, it might be simple, but there's a lot of really elegant lines in it. And like the gold stripes kind of curve in a little bit. They're not like a full princess theme, but it is kind of slightly curved in.
It gives
and,
a a little of a silhouette to it.
Yeah. No, I think I do think it's pretty. It's not one of my favorite ones.
Right.
I'd probably give it a 5.
There is an action figure and a Barbie doll in this one too.
Yeah. Yes. I remember having the action figure because I think it's in the Clone Wars. She holds her blasters like in her sleeves because they're so billowing. She just like, you know, pops it out. And I think she does it in this outfit or one other outfit. Don't remember which one, but I like the practicality of it. You can hold, you know, a blaster in your sleeve and just, you know, boop, boop, pop it out and then take over the world with it. Mm-hmm. For me, it's, I would say it's a solid 7 or 8. I really do like this one. The practicality of it, fabric-wise, maybe not so much. But it's still very, very pretty. And
it would have been great for a celebration in Chicago.
It would have been.
Oh, man, yeah, it snowed, so
I really do like it. I like that, you know, they didn't put it, like, in a high-heel boot. They put it in, like, you know, a combat boot.
I do appreciate that, and I appreciate that she doesn't have a tiger tear it into a midriff.
Sex sells, Laura.
Apparently.
It was very much a product of its time.
Yes.
It was, yes, in the early 2000s. That is very
early
much
2000s
a...
was all about the midriff.
Yes.
All about the midriff.
But I do appreciate that her boot is practical. Mm-hmm. It is like a fitted garment, so she could... I mean, she's running around in it.
And she also scales the palace at one point in it, too. So
it just occurred to me that you don't really see her shoes in pretty much any of these outfits.
No.
So you can wear whatever the hell you want shoe wise.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't. I'm trying to think. Yeah. None of her gowns, you really see her shoes unless she like picks it up and like runs with it.
Yeah.
Other than that, no, that's there's funny. No.
Just, you know, wear my chucks under my gown.
I mean, look.
Why not?
Comfy princess.
Right?
Oh. So now we are on our final outfit.
Yes.
This is the season finale, so of course we're on our final outfit, and it is the parade gown. It's the beautiful white outfit that she has with a beautiful white, what would you even call the back?
It's like a fan.
It's huge.
And it's not actually white. It's like...
Off-white?
It's a white chiffon that they've dip-dyed into like pastel colors. Salmon.
Well, the back, though, is white.
The fan is white, yeah.
The fan is like an off-white.
Yeah.
But yeah, they hand-dyed, I think it was more than 100... petals.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be like thousands of petals. Yeah.
A ridiculous amount of them. It's beautiful.
They hand-dyed, each and every single petal, and underneath that, she has a beautiful, just plain white, I'm going to assume that's silk. It looks silky.
It looks like silk satin.
Yeah.
Yeah. It almost has like a nightgown.
That's, it's very plain and very...
boudoir kind of
if you take off the coat and the back fan that could be a boudoir.
Well, even
you know.
With the coat, like I could see it as like your dressing gown, like your super fancy 1940s dressing
that's
gown.
Like your
I
can
see that.
Police have come to your door to tell you your rich husband has passed away under mysterious circumstances.
Oh no.
Absolutely. Exactly the feeling.
So this outfit's gorgeous. I love this outfit so much.
It's so pretty. It is so
pretty.
It is beautiful.
Down the front she has a oh, what's it called?
It's like a tabard.
Yeah, a tabard with the Naboo crest going all down it. The colors are really warm and, you know,
it's very
inviting.
Heavy.
Yeah, it's not like somber, sad Padme.
Well, it's supposed to be it's supposed to be celebrating.
Yes.
Their parade, it's celebrating.
Yeah.
So
it's very, very pretty kind of spring-like colors.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's not winter anymore, so we don't have to have velvet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like
it's
also...
one of her only ones that doesn't have any velvet in it.
Yeah, it's one of the few ones.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Because even, I mean, that one, and then I mean, her fighter one, I think, has some velvet.
Yeah.
I mean,
it does.
The only other one I can think of is, the white battle outfit. I don't think that one has any.
No, I'm sure some of her nightgowns don't have velvet.
Probably.
But
nightgowns,
yeah.
If you're wearing velvet to bed, you have issues. You just hate yourself.
Maybe it's real cold.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
I did wear
velveteen pants to bed last night.
God.
I love those pants.
So her hair, though, I really like her hair because it reminds me, re-looking at it, it reminds me of Rey's hair in Rise of Skywalker.
Because
you have, I think it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 individual.
It's like a sunburst almost.
Yeah. It kind of mimics her fan.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then she's got the typical makeup, the traditional makeup that she
It looks
wears,
lighter.
But it's lighter. It's
yeah.
subdued. And I much prefer it that way.
Yeah, it's a lot less of the... She's not the stark white.
It's not heavy clown white. It's, you know, and she also has a silver tiara headpiece, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a headband. Four headbands. kind of filigree.
Yeah.
It's really
pretty. It's the outfit where I, you know, she just looks at Anakin, he looks at her like, yeah, we're gonna bone later.
Oh no, 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 no. That's disgusting. Oh my god.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
Never not have issue with this. Never not have issue with this.
It's, they're like, yeah, I'm smiling at you. Yeah, I'm smiling at you too.
Oh, it's so true.
Yep.
Oh god, it's so true.
The sparks start flying at the celebration parade. No, I love it. It's gorgeous.
We have a friend who's planning on doing this one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she's made up her mind.
Who's doing this one?
Ruby.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's her dream.
She got like 20-ish plus yards of a really nice chiffon.
Oh, that's right. She's already committed.
Yeah.
I forgot. Yeah.
Because she lives out in Colorado, and they had a fabric store that was going out of business, and so she found like the perfect chiffon.
I'm so bummed about that.
I know. I am bummed too.
You got a good deal, ma'am, though, what you got from your...
Oh, yeah. Well, we're not allowed to talk about that, though.
I know, but you still got a good deal, what you got.
I got a good deal on some fabric.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is she wearing it for celebration?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all doing Padme.
Yeah.
What are you doing Padme?
We're gonna make the walking Farnsworth be Anakin.
Yeah.
So we
that's
be Anakin
right.
And the Padme.
Anakin and the Padme.
Jesus. He's so stoked.
I'm
so
sure.
Stoked. He's not. He's tolerating it because he loves all of us.
He's just gotta, you know, we gotta play into the walking Farnsworth harem.
It's pretty, yeah. We just like to emphasize that as much as we can.
Cool. All right.
I don't think he minds that part.
No, he doesn't. We'll have to find something to go with you guys then.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm gonna do, but.
You should be a senator.
Yeah.
Should you do my Twilight Senator?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you guys are gonna do it the day after we do our special ones, I assume.
Probably.
Okay.
I have no idea what our lineup's gonna be.
Because we're only for 2 days, so yeah, it's those two things. We're only for 2 days. Remember that.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. It is narrowed down to those two things.
Oh,
you can't do anything
and
else.
There it is. There's our lineup.
It's the end.
Man, I wanted to bring Mara. Oh well.
Well, you get to bring Mara to planet.
Yeah.
To meet Timothy Zahn, so that'll be good.
You could Disney bound Mara.
Oh, that'd be cute.
Yeah, I don't know what we've been talking about that. We don't know what we're gonna do. It's gonna be hard to like not want to do Star Wars, but
well,
also it'd be fun to do. Regular Disney.
If we go to Disney, if we do like Star Wars one day and regular Disney
yeah.
the other day. Anyway, I think the celebration parade gown is
back on track.
Like
thank
a 9
you.
Out of 10 for me.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it's really pretty.
I didn't realize that Ruby was making it. Cool.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be real cute.
I concur. 9 out of 10.
It's going to be a bitch to travel with, but that's going to be real cute.
You know,
which one of Padme's gowns
about that,
won't
though,
be hard
because
to
it's so, it's that very light satin silk. It's chiffon. It'll compress.
And as long as she
really
makes her fan
well.
Collapse.
That's
yeah.
true.
That one will be probably the easiest.
I'm afraid it'll
get
all wrinkly and we'll
show
you the wrinkles out.
Yeah, and we're all going to have.
That's true.
That mine will be super easy.
Yours will be.
Yeah.
Yes, it will
yours
be.
Yours will just be heavy.
Yeah.
Are you doing your traditional Padme that you always do? The handmade one? Or are you doing
it? Oh, God, no. No. God, no. Yeah, I would feel so terrible. In that outfit where everybody else is like fantastic looking. No, I'm doing that.
Just hi, I'm Dirt Padme.
I'm Dirt Padme. The one I personally call the bondage dress.
Oh, that's right. You're doing the
Fireside.
George Lucas design.
Fireside dinner dress.
There you go. Yep.
The one that was
kink
designed
dress.
By George Lucas.
Yep. The bondage dress.
I love it.
I forgot about that.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful.
But yeah, no, this
you
parade
should go look
gown.
At Joanzo because in their, sorry, this is off topic. In their
oh, no.
upholstery fabric, they have a black sequined one that would. Almost be perfect. But anyway.
Next month.
Anyway, I still have to figure out which Padme I'm doing. I haven't decided. I mean, I've decided
several
but I'm like, it's just a lot.
There is a lot.
So.
So, the celebration gown, we all love it. It's basically 9 out of 10s for us. 10 out of 10s.
Yeah. It's probably one of the best out of the movie.
It's really pretty.
Yeah.
I
mean, it shows like she's feeling lighter. Like she's kind of coming to the end of her reign.
I kicked these droids out, these
yeah.
this place.
It shows her, like, a childish innocence to her as
yeah.
well.
Mm-hmm.
She is still very young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's
you don't really
14.
Get to see that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. I love it. But, yeah. So, that's our season finale.
Yay!
We did, like I said, 4 outfits for you guys. And thank you for coming on this journey with us. We know that we took some intermittent hiatuses that we did not foresee happening, but just lots of stuff happened. lots of personal stuff and lots of Star Wars stuff happened this year. Next year, or rather this year, I guess it is 2020. It's January 18th, and we're in 2020 right now. We do plan on doing a season two, which obviously season two will be episode two. We don't know really the format yet. We might be changing up a few things to make episodes easier on us and to get them quicker to you guys. Because we know there's a lot of people interacting with these Padme episodes and we greatly appreciate it. But like I said, this is our finale for it. We won't be back with Padme's Closet at least for a little while. Give us a break, you know, to re-energize and rethink things through and all that good stuff. But thank you, Lydia, for coming on our podcast.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thanks for having me.
We appreciated all of your input and all of the knowledge. So what stuff do you have to plug?
Well, you can follow Lydia on Instagram or Facebook, at Lydia Hartwell. And then if you want, you can also follow Another Castle Creations, which is at Another Castle Creations on Instagram and Facebook, and we're at ACC_cosplay at Twitter, I think.
Believe.
Something like that.
Just got the Twitter, so you gotta forgive them.
The Twitter is new. Hold on, I can double check.
We're figuring that all out. I think we posted like 3 times.
And you like a bunch of stuff.
Well, we do like a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
At ACC_cosplay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so follow us there, because there's like 5 people that follow us. If we can double it, it'd be great.
Yes, get those extra 5 people. And then what cons are you going to coming up? Want to plug some cons you're going to?
Oh man, so the next ones I'll be attending for sure will be NaphaCon and then Planet. They're back to back this year, so kind of figuring that all out. And then I'll be at Denver Comic Con this summer, and then a month after that we'll all be at Celebration.
Yay!
So. And then Chris, where can they find you?
As always, you can find me at Chris Jaded on Instagram and at The Dirt Twitch on the Twitters.
And then, of course, you're going to be at NakaCon.
And I will probably do a day of NakaCon, and then I will be the full days.
Full experience
at Planet.
Yes.
I may be at Denver, not quite sure yet, so...
Well, because Denver's having all the Disney princesses come.
Oh, they are? All of them?
Yeah.
Well, four or five of them.
Oh.
So,
yeah. I don't know. I may drive out for that.
We're gonna rock up and...
Yeah.
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 Like, excuse us, this is our moment.
And then Celebration.
Yeah.
And then, as always, you can follow me at IR Turner on Twitter, House of Turner Cosplay on Facebook and Instagram. I'm going to be at NakaCon as well, Planet Comic Con, and Celebration. I want to go to Denver again sometime, but I keep on missing out. I know I want to, but
yeah, that's fun.
There's not enough PTO with me, so
yeah. It's over 4th of July weekend, though.
That's true.
That is true.
So you would have an extra day off.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna try to do it.
But I think we're gonna Farnsworth and Luna and I are gonna fly out the 2nd and then fly back.
Well, that's cool. It was my birthday, but whatever. That's cool.
I'm in Denver. We can celebrate your birthday in Denver.
Yeah. We did
again.
That last time?
Yes. Yeah. Again.
Last time.
Yeah. It was fun. Yeah, last time my birthday fell in Denver, I was like, let's just celebrate there. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, we had chicken fingers.
Well, you can have it was really good chicken, wasn't it?
It was like the last time that I ever ate. No, I still wasn't eating it then. What did I have?
Well, we were at that Lion Pub, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I had a veggie burger.
It was very good, nonetheless.
They closed, though, unfortunately.
Womp womp. Yeah, that was unfortunate. I liked that place.
Gosh,
Denver. Stop closing the places.
I know, we always close our favorite restaurants.
And then also, don't forget to plug us, too. It's Echo Station. Duh, yes. We need to plug us. Follow us at Echo Station Cast on Twitter. We're going to be some very fun stuff coming to you for Season 3. We have some stuff in the works. We got some. We have our hands in many pots of when we're stirring ideas.
All the cookie jars.
Yes.
All these things.
But until next time, may the force be with you.
May the force be with you.